Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takahiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, November 14th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Yeah, always good to have you. Let's get right into it. So, as you know, both foreign and yen-denominated bond flows have been extremely heavy as of late. You know, the markets have been, you know, in turmoil, or, you know, certainly at the very, at the most, perhaps in turmoil, and at the least, certainly extremely volatile. But I guess the question is, what stood out to you with regards to both Japanese investor and foreign investor security flows during the month of October?
Japanese investors unloaded overseas securities at a faster pace in October by 1.7 trillion yen, according to the data released by the Ministry of Finance on November 9th. Broken down, they net bought foreign stocks and investment fund holdings by 875 billion yen and short-term holding bonds by 19 billion yen, but unloaded a net 2.6 trillion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds. The selling of foreign bonds was largely a function of, firstly, lifers who sold 1.4 trillion yen, and secondly, pension funds, trust banks, who sold 1.3 trillion yen. Japanese banks' foreign bond flows were limited after selling heavy in September. However, they offloaded a sizable 269 billion yen of short-term foreign bonds during the month. Japanese investors were buyers of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings in October, led by pension funds by a net 484 billion yen and a Toshin investment trust with a net 259 billion yen. The October data shows that, firstly, lifers have been consistently unloading large amounts of foreign bonds since June. Second, pension funds have been rotating out of foreign bonds and into the foreign stocks. Third, Japanese banks have been cutting their holdings of foreign short-term bonds, both selling and redeeming.
Yeah, that's interesting. The selling from lifers, you know, has been very consistent, as you point out, and obviously pension funds sold a chunk there, which appears to be rotation. You know, and the Japanese banks actually flows, if I'm not mistaken, flows were actually slightly positive into foreign bonds. Which is kind of interesting, although it looks like it was at the expense of their short-term foreign bond holdings. So that data from the Ministry of Finance on the month of October, very insightful. We also get a separate data series that gives us even more detail on securities flows, although it comes out, with another month's delay. So let's talk specifically on Japanese investor activity during the month of September. Foreign bonds, you know, we already knew that Japanese investors sold, you know, foreign bonds heavily during that month. I guess the question is, you know, what does this data series tell you about what they sold?
The September securities investing account shows that Japanese investors sold a net 2 trillion yen of foreign securities, and foreigners a net 7.2 trillion yen of Japanese securities. The data shows that Japanese net selling of foreign bonds picked up after just a month's lull, and also that foreigners sold and redeemed the Japanese bonds during the month. Foreigners have consistently net sold Japanese bonds in JGB redemption months at the end of each quarter, 2.6 trillion yen in March, 3.9 trillion yen in June, and 4.7 trillion yen in September. This shows that their presence in JGB markets has been growing. Japanese investors turned net seller of foreign bonds in September. By coupon currency, they unloaded first 2.1 trillion yen of dollar bonds, and a second 784 billion yen of euro bonds. They also sold a net 97 billion yen of British pound medium to long term bonds, and 63 billion yen of UK sovereign bonds. By about 223 billion yen of UK non-sovereign bonds, which stands out. Whether Japanese banks and lifers skillfully bought UK corporate bonds as UK bond rates surged should be evident in a first half fiscal year 22 earnings results from end September. Meanwhile, Japanese investors bought a net 863 billion yen of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings, mainly, firstly, 517 billion yen from the US, and second, 400 billion yen from the Cayman Islands. We'll be watching to see if the weightings of British pound and the US dollar credit instruments both bear foreign stock and investment funds rose, as they did with falling bonds.
Yeah, very interesting to see that Japanese investors bought UK non-sovereign bonds, and also, you know, sizably so. It looks like they actually bought more non-sovereign bonds than they sold of sterling denominated and sterling sovereign bonds. Yeah, so dangerous markets during the month of September, particularly in the UK. So we'll be pleased to keep us posted. With what you find out. I guess so. We've heard you talk about the September cross border investment flows. As well as October. Given what you know about that, what do you expect to see during the month of November?
Bond selling flows continue to be strong in the Tokyo market in October. Bond investors faced challenges in the first half of fiscal year 22 and have been mixed ups and downs at the start of second half fiscal year 22. Japanese investors, in an unusual move, bought more British pound non-sovereign bonds while unloading more dollar and euro bonds in September. But the British pound bond market has been extremely volatile since that month. Were Japanese investors able to expand their British pound non-sovereign bond positions while skillfully evading the turmoil? We expect the Japanese preference for G10 bonds to weaken in the second half fiscal year 22, and their buying of alternative and non-market assets to pick up even more. The upward stress on the long end of yen yield curve has not abated, and in our view, Japanese preference for super long bonds is weak because of the scale of losses on the G10 bond position, which has caused them to reconsider their investment in bond market, both domestic and abroad. We think this is more of a factor than any doubts regarding the Bank of Japan's yield curve control operations. Over the near term, preference for JGBs could grow among both Japanese investors and foreign investors. The G10 bond market has been volatile, and bond investors continue to be challenged. Exposure to British pound bonds is a headache. In second half fiscal year 22, we think foreign investors may try to expand their JGB positions after redeeming JGBs. Separately, we expect Japanese investors to begin to rebuild their JGB and foreign bond positions after first half fiscal year 22 earnings announcements.
All right, so the very interesting point you make here, you know, so the super long part of the yield curve in Japan has just traded terribly, been very volatile, obviously in sympathy with foreign bond markets, you know, but there's also been, you know, investors calling into question the ability of the Bank of Japan to continue with its current, you know, yield curve control framework. But what you're saying is the volatility and the lack of sponsorship in that part of the curve is really more a function of losses incurred on foreign bond portfolios than a challenge of the Bank of Japan's yield curve control framework. And I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you're getting shellacked, you know, in your bond portfolio, whether foreign or domestic, you might take a step back and reconsider your investment strategy. So perhaps, you know, perhaps this proves to be a buying opportunity, but it sounds like it might take some time. Yeah, so very interesting point there. You know, I think we're about out of time, but I don't want to end the episode without giving you an opportunity to share with our listeners your outlook across yen rate, spot dollar yen, and yen basis markets.
After confirming the final results of the US midterm elections, changes to the US fiscal management from the likely gridlock could cause US dollar rates to decline and a dollar to weaken. While inflation data could support a stronger dollar, the worries about the risks of the economic downside effects from higher interest rates and the quantitative tightening could weaken dollar. Over the near term, we now see a neutral bias for dollar yen rather than bullish and lower our projected trading range to 139 to 142. The yuan swap rate curve has been neutral. Upcoming key events include the 5-year JGB auction on November 15th and the 20-year JGB auction on November 17th. The BOJ will continue to conduct yield curve control operations, but the upward stress on the super long end of the JGB yield curve will likely continue, as it is more related to losses on G10 bond positions overall. And the stability of yield curve control operations will likely continue to be tested for some time. We see a neutral bias for yen rates. Yen basis has tightened. Ministry of Finance weekly securities flow data shows that Japanese investors unloaded a net 2.1 trillion yen of overseas securities in the week of October 30 to November 5th. This included net unloading of medium to long-term foreign bonds by 581 billion yen and foreign stocks investment fund holdings by 1.6 trillion yen versus net buying by 61 billion yen of short-term foreign bonds. Japanese investors continue to sell their foreign assets. Over the same week, foreigners bought a net 17 billion yen of Japanese securities, including a net 340 billion yen of Japanese stocks investment fund holdings and 73 billion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds, while unloading a net 395 billion yen of short-term foreign yen bonds. Foreigners also have been rebuilding their stock positions faster than their bond holdings. Over the near term, we expect foreign investors to be net sellers ahead of Thanksgiving days as they liquidate their holdings. This should cause yen basis to take on a neutral bias again from widening previously.
All right, so neutral on dollar yen, and that's after an enormous, effectively like 10 big figure drop off the highs, you know, of I don't know 150, which wasn't that long ago. And
Yeah,
dollar yen at
big.
the yeah dollar yen at the time of recording is effectively right at 140. I mean, so we're literally 10 big figures off the highs, and certainly six or seven in short of that was in short order over the last few days. Neutral on JGBs, but again, I'll reemphasize that point on the lack of sponsorship for the super long sector due to losses in foreign bond portfolios, and neutral on basis coming off that widening bias previously. All right. Great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.